Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. All things big and small, we discuss them all in the real estate world. My name is Justin Metcha. Happy March to you. We're going to do a March market report. Well, because, you know, March, it starts with an M and so does market. And actually, we're a quarter of the way through the year and let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's happening in the world of real estate. Let's compare it to last year and let's have a little bit of fun. Let's compare it to Bozeman. Yeah, we're going to go Cat Grizz this weekend on the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcha. Welcome to the show. I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So to do this, I'm going to reach out to the world of Bozeman. I'm going to reach into my phone. I'm going to pull up my phone. I'm going to call my good friend, Montana Molly. And she's going to enlighten us on what's happening in the world of Bozeman. And the reason why I want to do that is because, well, we're oftentimes compared, aren't we? We're kind of like, oh, Kalispell real estate prices are this, except for at least it's not Bozeman. Or gosh, it was last year where Kalispell and Bozeman got right next to each other. So let's give it a shot. Let's see if Molly's awake. I mean, it is Bozeman. I mean, Matt, are they even awake yet? I don't know. The world spins differently over in Bozeman. So let's see. Let's see if she answers.
Hello, this is Molly.
Whoa, is this the Montana Molly?
The Montana Molly.
How are you?
In sunny Bozeman, Montana.
Of course it's sunny Bozeman, Montana. It's always sunny in Bozeman. And
can't leave that part out.
It's always sunny in Bozeman. And the other thing that Bozeman is most famous for is being almost as pretty as Kalispell. So there you go.
Yes, this again.
This again, that's right.
The only thing is the lakes.
That's
but
right.
Without the sunshine.
Fair point.
I'll take it without the lakes.
Okay, so there's your there's your differentiator. I guess you trade some sun for water over here, and over there you lose all the water, you get all the sun. I got it.
And then I have the opportunity to go on a road trip. So
there you go.
Twofer.
There you go. Okay, well, Molly, welcome to the show. You're on the Flat at Home Show, and we're going to do a little bit of market comparison. How has the year been so far to you?
It's been great to me. We were expecting the rates to come down, right? All of last year, they were talking about rates are going to come down.
They sure did.
Well, they finally did drop a little bit, so we started seeing a little bit more activity end of 2023.
Yeah. Well, what has me excited, by the way, let's back up a little bit here. Molly, you are a realtor in the Bozeman area, serving Bozeman and greater Bozeman, and you're with Keller Williams Montana Realty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Keller Williams Montana Realty.
There it is. Okay. Well, and Molly and I have known each other for quite a few years, and you are an avid Montana Camp fan, so thank you for that. In fact, that means those of you listening and want to meet this great woman, you get to, because she's going to come to Kalispell, the most pretty spot of Montana, for Montana Camp, May 15, 16, 17. So you like how I slid that one in there,
keep
Molly?
Keep an eye out for Montana Molly name tag.
There you go. Well, so Molly, we're going to do a little bit of Cat Grizz comparison here, because we are on opposite sides of the continental. That's right. All of the rivalry. The reason for it, though, is because we have become aware for a few years now that Kalispell is one of the fastest growing micropolitan communities in the U.S. Now, I say one of, because so is Bozeman. And I believe when we took number one, we took it from Bozeman. Do I have that correct? I think we did. Well, and I don't know if that's exactly something everybody's very proud of. However, we're going to talk about it. So what that means in real estate, though, Molly, let's start with the year. So we're, you know, just about a quarter of the way through 2020. Can't Matt believe that. Matt, what is happening? We're almost a quarter of the way through. We got to slow the radio show down. Okay, everybody relax a little bit. Now, Molly, let's compare apples to apples here. What's been shaken so far in Bozeman for the year to date? How many closings have you had in Gallatin County?
Year to date in Gallatin County, we're at 207.
207. Okay. Well, you're just a little ahead of us for Flathead. We're at 197. And a little disclaimer here, friends, because while this show airs on the weekends, it re-airs on Sunday. So it's Saturday and Sunday. So Sunday's show is actually history, which means you got to listen to it on Saturday. However, it also means, because real estate doesn't really close on the weekends, we're looking at Friday's numbers, right? So when you wake up on Monday, the numbers are going to be different, okay? However, so you're looking at 197 closings, residential closings in Flathead versus 207 in Bozeman. That's close enough to say that's pretty much a tie. Let's talk about prices, though. Molly, what has been your average close? Or yeah, let's compare. We did this last year, Matt. We talked about average versus median, and I know Molly's on my side of this one. Let's talk about average. If I were to ask, what's the average close price? Yeah, what's your average close price?
Yeah, so don't typically talk about average, but I'm sure we'll get into there. But our average price is $1.28 million.
Whoa! Oh my goodness, 1.2. We're at 812,869 for the average for Flathead County. Wow. And that's even high. When I say that number, it feels high because, well, it's not the median, is it? And why do we discuss
not the median?
Yeah. Why do we discuss the median, Molly?
Because it doesn't take into consideration the extremely high max dollar listing that I'll tell you about in a second. And I told you list price. Average is 1.28 and close price is 1.2, rounding up to 1.24.
Okay. You're right. So our average list price was 915. Our average close price is $100,000 less at 812. So our median, though, let's go to the median here. And you're right. In short, when you go median versus average, you get rid of the unicorns. You just knock them out because they don't matter anyways. So our median close price in Flathead County, $559,900. So let's just call it $560. Where are you in Gallatin?
Gallatin County median close price, $722.
Whoa. Okay. I don't know if it is a little different. And I don't think we're going to get into whether or not it's cat grizz and which one's bigger or better or stronger or faster. It's the fact that these markets are quite a bit different. I mean, we thought we were close. We're miles apart, though, friends. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. When we get back, though, more with Montana Molly out of Bozeman. We're talking about we're talking about markets between Bozeman and Kalispell. This is the Flathead Home Show. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show on the air with me, Molly Montana out of Bozeman, serving the greater Bozeman area in Gallatin County. Welcome back to the show, Molly. Thanks for joining us.
Heck yeah, Montana Molly.
That's right, Montana Molly is on the show. And I think the show got a little bit bigger this weekend. We're calling it the Flathead and Gallatin Home Show. So thanks for expanding our knowledge. We've been talking about...
Don't forget Sunny Bozeman.
Oh yeah, Sunny Bozeman. It's always sunny in Bozeman. I get it. It sounds like it's more expensive in Bozeman too, though. So watch out. Okay, so let's talk about last year, 2023 as a whole. If we were to go to the county, so in your case, Gallatin, my case, Flathead, how many closings residentially did you have, Molly? And the reason why I'm bringing this up, friends, is because I feel like we felt like we were catching up to Bozeman prices, and we're going to see if that was true. So, Molly, where are you with closed units last year, Gallatin County?
Gallatin County closed units, 1,621.
Wow. 1,621. Yeah, residential. 1,621. So in Flathead, we were at 1,498. What was your median? We're not going to go with averages because we discussed that already. What was your median close price in Gallatin?
Median close price, $698.
Wow. Okay.
Over that.
There it is. See, that's where the feeling is, friends. We are at $600 on the nose. So while that's a $90,000 difference, that's a lot closer numerically than we've been in a long time. Right. So that's probably why we felt that a little bit last year. Here's an interesting stat, and this is a little bit out of left field, Molly. Your list price, your closed sale price versus your original list price on average, what did that end up being as a ratio or as a percentage? So I'll help you out here. In the Flathead, our closed sale price versus the original list price was 93%, right? So that means in Flathead County, on average, we moved 7% off the list price, off the original list price, okay? So let me clarify that for my realtor friends so they can, no, wait, didn't. I got full price after you price reduced, right? So when it originally hit the market and then it closed, the difference there on average last year was 7% in Flathead County. That's good news for our buyers. How about you, Molly? Anything similar?
We are over 99% on our Gallatin County
okay.
in 2023.
Okay. Well, not so good news for your buyers over there. A little bit tighter, a little bit more of a, I'm not going to say a little bit, a lot bit more of a seller's market there, meaning list price is pretty much the price and we're not moving that far off of it. Historically or average, you know, last year sounds like they moved less than 1% off their list price. So that's pretty tight. We only have about a minute left here, Molly. Can you go to Bozeman City specific? I'm curious because let's compare the two cities.
Yeah.
Year to date.
Yeah, I love that because similar to Kalispell, we also have Big Sky in our Gallatin County.
Yeah.
So Big Sky is higher priced. And so when we just pull city limits, Bozeman city limits, our closed price is $642.
Okay.
Just over that median.
Median. Okay, great.
Out of 80. And that is for year-to-date residential.
Yeah. If you go look at, because you're right, you have Big Sky, we have Whitefish, right? And these numbers certainly make a difference. In Kalispell, we had 108 closings so far this year at a median close price of $521,450. Your median was just a little higher than that, right? Six something?
642.
Yeah. So getting similar, although, you know, 100,000, 120,000 difference is certainly a big difference. Molly, this is fun. And I think that we should do this a little bit more regularly, just tune in with the other pretty city across the state. And I don't want to leave out, you know, Great Falls. Everybody thinks Great Falls is pretty too, right, Matt? Okay. Yeah. Trip the crickets. Sorry, Great Falls. They can't hear us anyways. It's okay. No, I appreciate it, Molly. And hey, listen, I know that you're headed over to this side of the state for Montana Camp, May 15, 16, 17. By the way, I think they named that after you, Montana Molly. And so that's awesome because anybody who wants to meet you can do so then, or in the meantime, if they're looking to make a move or perhaps head to college and buy some real estate, what's that great number so that we can reach out to and connect with you?
406-414-6638.
Awesome. Well, Molly, thanks for joining. Yeah. Thanks for joining us on the Flathead Gallatin Home Show. We'll have to do this every once in a while. It's been a blast. Hey, friends in Flathead and Gallatin, as always, be safe, be well, have fun. And of course,
welcome home.